And welcome back to WFUQU. It's 107 on the FUQU clock here in the FUQU studios. We now continue our segment, Focus on Females. Every Tuesday afternoon, we give our audience a chance to write into our in-house expert, Dr. Laura Finkenstinnel, and get some advice on love. Crabapple Heights resident Katie writes in, Dear Dr. Laura Finkenstinnel, my husband has a voracious appetite for sex. He always wants it all the time, anytime. Recently, my gallbladder exploded. My husband wanted me to wait until after we had sex before we went to the hospital. What should I do, Dr. Laura Finkenstinnel? Here's Dr. Finkenstinnel's answer to Katie.
If your husband is saying, hey, baby, I want to pump you when you're sick, he's wanting to make love to you. We're talking about when you're feeling irritated, or I'm annoyed, or I'm just too tired today, and turning away your man one, this is the measure that men have of how much we love them, whether we're willing to accept them literally into our bodies, whether we're willing to open up to them. This is how men register that their woman loves them. It's not just getting off. He could do that without you. All by himself, with his thoughts, with his memories, with a computer, with a magazine. He can do that without you. He's wanting to make love to you. To turn that down is a blatant rejection. If you've got a fever of 104 and he's not taking you to the emergency room, but he wants to get you from behind, he could do that without you. He's wanting to make love to you.
Advancing female empowerment, one horrible piece of advice at a time. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
maybe some of them want to be ogled, like some of the guys want to be ogled.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the guy ogling.
Right.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable
because of,
yeah, you're here in your tight clothing and your sexy getup, but it's not for me to look at. Right. I'm just going to look straight ahead.
Sure.
At the other machine.
You got a job to do. Get it done.
So I'm doing my pec thing. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4 with 5 pounds or whatever it is. Trying to find zero on the machine. What is zero? I just want to start off with the weight of my own arm.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm doing condition. What do they call it? I'm doing resistance training on the machine. Yes, I am.
Yep.
And I don't know what I'm going to do with them. That's the question. Is what do you? I mean, I can take them to go get cremated.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the time I went to the vet and the cremation van had pulled up?
No.
Yeah, it was not. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where they do it like, did they cremate in the van?
No. Yes, they have an incinerator in the van. Yeah. Give me 3,000 RPMs, Bob! She's so dumb. It's like, she's so fucking thick. How can you not understand what's going on
here?
But she plays along with this for like weeks. She's going along with Soulja Boy, calling her number one fan. And she keeps saying, I love you, Soulja Boy. And she's
and he's says, like, I know you
Angela,
do.
Angela, you're my number one fan.
I know you do.
I got the receipts.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's another episode of The Commercial Break!
Yo!
Woo-hoo. Do you notice something different about me? Are you noticing anything different about me?
Your two beads for your bracelets?
My bracelets?
No.
No, I've always had those on. You didn't notice those?
No, I'm kidding.
16 years of wearing these stupid fucking bracelets? You didn't? People ask me about it. They're like, oh, what does that mean? And I'm like,
energy.
It means I like to date hippies. This is like a hippie magnet. I like to bring them into my home. I take hippies on as a project. If you know, some people take on stray dogs. I take on hippie chicks.
You do.
That's just my thing. Not with Astrid, though. She's like the anti-hippie chick. Not the anti-hippie chick. She's a free thinker and all that jazz. But you won't catch her shopping at Free People for overrated patchouli smelling clothing.
No.
All the Free People. No.
What's different
about me is that I started working out.
Ooh.
And I think I'm already bulking up. What
you
do you
are,
think?
Yeah? Yes. Those pecs
you
are
see
looking.
Those pecs are turning from man boobs that hang down here to man boobs that hang a little bit up
nice.
Here.
You doing a little weightlifting?
I am. I'm doing a little weightlifting
yeah.
of getting
we
back
just
to
got a new set of weights.
You did?
We did.
At the house?
We splurged.
Oh, you're going to do weights at the house?
Yeah, doing weights.
You got that mirror.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I can't do the mirror because if I'm the only one that I'm looking at to motivate myself, it's not you.
You're watching the trainers.
I know. I feel like it's creepy because then they look in on you and it's a whole thing. Oh, like everybody's looking at each other.
you can turn the camera off.
I don't want to turn the camera off.
Okay.
Can you get like full body massages with happy endings?
No, not yet.
You massage yourself?
Not yet. But I'm sure that's coming.
When that idea gets here, you let me know because then okay. I'm going to get a mirror and some free people patchouli smelling okay, lotion from good. A big.
It's a plan.
From a bowl. No, I started working out because remember I told you nice. I'm dying. So I have to, you know, I'm always thinking about my impending doom when I look at my children. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out there and I'm going to make sure that I do all I can. To get an
That's
extra minute
thing.
On this
good
earth
for, you.
For my boy and my girl.
New
right?
year.
Yeah, new year, you. New me.
That's and right. Cheers.
I just want to know if you noticed it. If you noticed the 15 minutes I spent in the gym yesterday.
Not yet, but it will come.
Oh, my God. So there's a guy. You know, the gym is an interesting place, right? It's filled with a lot of interesting characters.
Yes, it is.
You got some people wearing masks, actually, unbelievably, at the gym. And then you got most people who are not wearing masks.
Sure.
And that's okay. You know, I live in the burbs and, you know, that's the burbs in Georgia. It comes with the territory. Okay. I'm not bothered by it anymore. Whatever the fuck. Do whatever the fuck you want to do, right?
I'm
fine. I'm good. I'm not going to worry about you.
Yes.
It's your choice as it should be. And, but there's this guy, I'm doing like the pec machine or whatever. I have no idea how to work half these machines. So I'm reading the instructions.
Right, you have to read his instructions.
I look like a total newbie, even though I've been going to the gym for a long time, just not in the last 3 years because I've had children.
Yeah.
But I know how to use the machine, but I forgot how to use the machine. Right. So I'm reading the instructions, which makes me look like a total fucking shithead in the first place. I'm reading the instructions and then this guy comes up to me and I always look straight ahead. Like, I don't want to watch you working out. I don't want you to catch a glimpse. Right. I don't want any women to feel uncomfortable when they're working
sure.
out. I'm trying to be respectful of everybody,
That's
right?
That's a good thing. Just go in your own zone.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like, especially with the women, like, maybe some of them want to be ogled, like some of the guys want to be ogled,
yeah.
but I don't want to be the guy ogling.
Right.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable because
oogler.
Of me. Yeah, you're here in your tight clothing and your sexy getup, but it's not for me to look at, right? I'm just going to look straight ahead
sure.
at the other machine.
You got a job to do, get it done.
So I'm doing my pec thing, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 with 5 pounds or whatever it is, trying to find zero on the machine. What is zero? I just want to start off with the weight of my own arm.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm doing condition. What do they call it? I'm doing resistance training on the machine. Yes, I am.
Yep.
Meanwhile, there's 65 guys behind me doing the full free weight. You know, and I'm like, I just want to do my machine. So I'm doing my machine, and then I can see out of the corner of my periphery of my eye, and I'm listening to a book on tape, and I see out of the periphery of my eye. That somebody has gotten on the other
Nothing
same,
like a book on
machine.
Tapes really motivate
I'm,
you.
I'm listening
the
to
gym.
The best fucking book you've ever heard, Holy. I am listening
hey,
to.
I'm a big book person. I love books, but okay. not to listen to while I'm working.
But
out.
if you were listening to this one,
okay, this
then,
one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about this in a minute. If you're interested in hearing, I'd love to tell you about it. So there I am. I'm doing my whole chest thing, and then I see another guy gets on the other chest thing. But it's the pull down.
Oh right,
you know what I'm talking about. It's got like a bar,
like the lat.
Yeah, the lats. That's right, the lats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the chest thing. So I notice that he's there. But the first indication that there's somebody next to me actually is the smell that is coming off of this young man. Right, he's probably in his late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Is my guess. He's tall and he's bulky, and he has got like. You know, he is dressed. He's got ankles. What do you call those? Like the sweat socks? Not the sweat socks, but the
compression.
No. That like you know how you get the wristbands, the sweat wristbands.
Oh,
the sweatbands.
Yeah,
sweatbands. That's what they call it. Sweatbands for the head and the. But he's got them on two of them on his feet.
Okay.
Right, the two of them on his wrist and then one across his head, and he comes up to this machine and instantaneously you can smell him. Like, and I'm talking like Nico level shit. This guy smells. Like the breath of 1,000 asses.
Okay.
I mean, he just is awful. I can smell it. And I'm like, oh my God, in 2022, you shouldn't be smelling like that, right?
Yeah.
Especially not at the gym when you're going to be working out with other people. But then so I kind of turn my eye just a little bit so I can see.
What is
and
that?
He's pulling down. He's pulling down normally. He's trying to pull down. He's got 375 pounds on there. This guy's not going to do 370. He's got all the weights on there. And he's like, it sounds like he's revving up an engine, and then he doesn't do it, right? He can't get it down.
So he steps up, he puts his foot on the machine, and now he is trying, he's like leaning backwards, pulling it toward him, which is not the way you're supposed to do this. Someone's certainly going to get hurt.
It's not good for him.
And then he starts talking to himself. You can do it, Bob. You can do it. You can do it. No one's going to tell you otherwise. You got this. I can hear it while positive. I'm listening to the book. So I press the pause on the book on tape. I'm like, oh, I got to hear this. First of all, I'm going to get away really quickly because I'm afraid Bob's about to go nuts and start shooting up the place. But second of all, I got to hear what's going on, yeah. Right? Bob, no one tells you otherwise. No one tells you not to do this. They're so wrong. They're so wrong. They're going to learn. They're going to learn. They're going to learn. He's red-faced as fuck, veins coming out of his neck. And I'm like, they're going to learn what? Who's going to learn? I don't want to be the one to learn. So, even though I'm not even like one rep into my thing, I'm already moving to the next machine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
done with that.
I want to alert the people at LA Fitness. Yeah. But there's no one at LA fucking Fitness anymore. It's just you got to check in remotely. They got to 17,000 bottles of sanitizer and everyone carries it around spraying it everywhere, right?
Okay.
So, but then I go to the next machine and now Bob's getting louder. He's like, no one tells you otherwise, Bob! And I'm like, this has got to be a joke. Where are the video cameras? I wish I would have videotaped it, but I made the decision, the split second decision, not to bother Bob.
Because
I was afraid
not.
Bob was going to get really upset at the people. But everyone noticed. And people were like moving away. Right. They were like, Bob's out of control. Bob's in trouble. And I don't know what to say. The gym is just like a very unique place where I think it just attracts some characters. There's one guy, he's probably 20 years old. I went 2 days. 2 days, 2 hours. And this guy, let's call him, I don't know, what is like a nouveau riche name these days? Carter? Jackson? Jackson is there.
Okay.
Jackson's got a knitted cap on.
Oh.
His long bangs hanging down to here, right? Uh-huh. He's got the muscle shirt on with the, you know, he's got the Yeezys on. He's got the sweat sacks, a white guy, right? He's kind of bulky. And every once in a blue moon, Jackson or Carter, whatever the fuck his name is, sits down and does two things on the, he does two sit-ups. He goes and he sits down on the mat. He does two sit-ups. And then he gets up and he walks around.
Yeah, so he was mostly there for show.
He goes, he drinks some water, and then he walks around, and then he walks again. He always looks like he's looking for something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, he's looking for the right Instagram pose. I'm sure of it. And I'm like, Carter, sit down so the rest of us can figure out what we're doing. I already got a name for him. His name is Jackson. I hate him. I hate Jackson at the gym.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Instagram posts, there was the funniest scene the other day out by my pool. I happened to just look out. And
your pool is 20 degrees outside.
Right. Keep in mind that it is 20 degrees outside. And I look out and I see some like clothes kind of over by like the grilling area.
Yeah.
Chairs. And I'm like, is somebody out there? What are those clothes? And then my vision pans over to the chairs, the lounge chairs.
Sure.
And there's a man there. Good looking guy. No shirt. Totally like in his bathing suit. And a woman is taking pictures of him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's a whole vanity thing.
It was like a whole Instagram shoot. It was for a whole series of pictures. He was out there, had to have been out there for at least an hour. And it was literally 35 degrees outside.
This is Carter. I'm sure this is Carter. Yes. This is Carter. He's wearing a fucking knitted hat and his Yeezys, walking around trying to figure out if other people are figuring out that he's the coolest guy in the gym, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, like, I saw him walk by. Like, there was this huge black guy that was, like, lifting, right? I've seen him at the gym. I've been going to this gym for, like, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I just took a break.
On and off,
meaning on for 3 years, off for 3 years. And I've seen this guy, and he's, like, you know, everybody, like, he's the guy, right? Everyone knows he's cool. He's an older guy, you know, everyone's cool. He's lifting the free weights. People come up, they talk to him. You know, he's a guy. He's like the guy. He's the legit deal. He's not looking for Instagram poses. He's just there because he likes working out. And he looks good, right? Even in his older age. And so I watched Carter walk by, and he put up his hand to give this guy a high five, and the guy straight up walked right by him. And I was like, oh, Carter, you got to go home, dude. You got to find someplace else besides LA Fitness to check yourself out. Speaking of dead,
best to you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we didn't even do that. Let's start this show again. Ready?
Yes.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on The Commercial Break. Yet another episode of The Commercial Break. And we are so excited to have you. No other commercial break do you need to listen to. However, if you are thinking about listening to another commercial break, please feel free to leave us a review. We continue to get reviews. We get a
we're getting a lot more reviews for our own show.
Yes,
and I know that because they're naming us, right. Including one guy who hates us but gave us 5 stars anyway.
He's like, it's still good, though.
Yeah, it's still good. Yeah, I hate that Brian guy, but still, all right, 5 stars. Why not? He was being generous. He was feeling good that day. But we still continue to get reviews for clearly another commercial break, which we know which show it is. And we've told them, you got to tell your listeners to pick the right commercial break. And it even says our names on there. It says Brian Green and Chrissy Hoadley. And the other one is two famous, or not famous, but could be famous guys that would be known, right?
Right.
I don't want to get into all the details here. But
Well, thank God that people love them, though, because they're getting the 5 stars.
Yeah, thank God they have a good show. At least one of us has a good show. 1 out of 2 ain't bad. So I want to give 2 updates, speaking of death. Number one, Nico is still alive.
Nico's Were we speaking of death?
Well, yeah, I said I didn't want to die because of my children.
Oh, okay.
Keep up.
That was like 10 minutes ago.
Well, I know. Have
You're
you been
circling back to
have
death?
Have you ever heard the commercial break? Chrissy, we go on like 30-minute rants and then come back to the original point. That's
we
why
do.
That's why we only ever get through one of the bullet points.
No,
one
I
of
know.
The 6 bullet points. Because Brian can't stop talking. Which is why the guy on Apple Reviews hates me. Brian ruins everything about this podcast vibe. The review is, I wish they had more of Brian ruins everything about this podcast vibe. Yeah. They're unfunny, irreverent, and unrelatable. Relatable. But besides
but,
that, I like
but,
it.
But pretty good,
yeah,
though.
Pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
Oh my God. And then Astrid wonders.
Keep those coming.
Astrid wonders if I'm paying for them.
Right.
So, 2 things on
back to death.
Back to death.
Nico's still alive.
Number one, Nico's still alive.
I saw that when I came in here. Smelled it when I came
in. Yeah, I know.
Here.
My God. We took him to the vet. There was an incident where Blue attacked him, and we had to take him to the vet because, you know, I told you Nico was like, he's a hypochondriac dog. If there is such a thing, he is, all right?
Yeah.
You step 2 feet from him while he's laying down.
I was in the kitchen the other day.
I know,
and
it's
he
crazy.
Was sleeping, and then he woke up and yelled.
He just yelped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he felt like pain was coming.
I was like, oh no, Nico, are you okay?
I just smelled myself. What's that awful smell? Oh, it's my
Nico.
Own ass.
Poor Nico.
Poor Nico. I took him to the
He's
vet.
A sweet boy.
He is a sweet boy. And the vet says, you got to get these 4 teeth remaining in his head cleaned. I've never seen teeth like this on a dog before. I've never seen this much decay on teeth. Now, mind you.
Maybe that's where the smell's coming from.
Well,
decaying teeth.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. The decaying teeth are causing everything else to rot rot also. It's an infection, right? But he said, I've never seen teeth like this on a dog. Have you? You haven't had too many dogs in your... Oh, you had the dogs when
I
you were
I grew up
young.
With all kinds of dogs.
How many times do the dogs get their teeth cleaned?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do it.
But how many times
I
do
mean,
you remember it happening?
I mean, it's not a regular schedule like us.
This happens every year.
Yeah.
The vet wants the dog's teeth cleaned. Now, I've
Sounds
owned
about right.
many dogs in my life, and never once have I ever taken them for a teeth cleaning. Now, this particular vet wants this dog to get a teeth cleaning once a year or maybe twice a year.
Well, Nico's a special case.
Oh, my God. Nico's a special case. He doesn't have any fucking teeth. I feel like I should get a discount. He's got 4 teeth. He's got 4 teeth, and they are causing this smell that you can...
Should you just get him pulled and then just only give him soft food?
I feel like that might be the solution is just to like accelerate soup. What's already happening. Soup.
Some soup.
Just feeding Nico by a spoon.
Yes. Or baby food.
Yeah.
Here's some peas.
Come here,
it's
ghost
the
dog.
Peas.
Come here, ghost dog.
Choo choo. Here, Nico.
What is that? Open your mouth and here it comes down the things and into your tums.
The airplane.
Oh my God. So Nico's still alive, but the doctor has now officially told me that this is the worst smelling dog he's ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he said, I had homeless dogs in here that smelled better. I've had hippie dogs with dreadlocks that smelled better. And number two, over the break, I read an interesting story. I'd like to read it to you if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about death, and then we'll get to television shows. If we ever get to television shows. Brian never stops talking. 45-year-old man declared dead was found alive after 7 hours in a morgue freezer.
Ooh.
7 hours in a morgue freezer.
That's a nightmare situation.
45-year-old man. Yes, it is. It's exactly.
At least they hadn't buried him yet.
Well, they were close.
They were.
A 45-year-old man in India found alive after he was declared dead and kept in a morgue for over 7 hours, the doctors say. I don't even want to pretend to... His name is Mr. Kumar. Mr. Kumar was hit by a motorbike in Morbidad, India. Maybe that's why. On November 18th, taken to the hospital in critical conditions. Doctor later declared him dead and he was moved to a freezer the following day. When Mr. Kumar's family went to identify the body, 7 hours after reaching the morgue, the sister-in-law, Mrs. Bala, noticed he was moving.
Oh, my God.
The emergency medical officer had seen the patient around 3 a.m. and there was no heartbeat whatsoever. He told me that he had examined the man multiple times, checked for a pulse and any movement or eye responses.
Well, of course he's going to say there. That.
Yeah, you know the guy was probably covering his ass. Gambling or whacking off, or he had his mistress at the morgue.
I checked him.
I was really banging my mistress on top of the morgue table. Yeah. I mean, this is an insanely horrific story to me. What is the worst nightmare? Drowning to me is a bad nightmare. Mm-hmm. Fire is a bad nightmare. Falling is a bad nightmare to me, right? Those three things, like, you know, falling and knowing that death is impending, or drowning and knowing that death is impending.
Yeah.
But waking up in a coffin, basically, is pretty bad. I'm actually surprised I haven't been declared dead at some point in my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's awful. Ooh. However, can you imagine? Well,
no.
I guess the sister was, so he was out. The drawer was out.
Yeah, they pulled him out of the
Okay, so he didn't
freezer.
Like wake up.
Yeah,
my God.
Like your lettuce drawer?
Yes.
Like your lettuce drawer? Where the rest of the dead stuff is?
Yeah, exactly.
In my lettuce drawer? Why does nothing ever stay fresh in the lettuce drawer?
I know.
They got to change that. You know, 2022, you'd think they had something in the machinery that could keep that stuff alive. But if you don't eat it that same day, it's going to go bad.
Yep.
But this is not the first time these situations have happened. As a matter of fact, a 20-year-old in Michigan faced a similar situation in 2020 when she was declared dead, taken to the funeral home, and almost buried before she was found alive. And by a fire department official who happened to be in the funeral home at the time. The chief, Johnny Menfrey, suggested at the time this could have been a case of Lazarus syndrome, a delayed return response of circulation after CPR, which is absolutely insane.
That is wild. I mean,
So you're dead. You're out. They give you CPR. They don't get a pulse back. But then hours later, maybe a day later, all of a sudden your blood starts circulating again. What are the stories that you have to tell?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
Is it just like total blackness? I want to know. These are the people I want to know from.
We should maybe interview them. See if we can get a hold of it.
Yeah. Like, can I talk about that time you were almost buried? She's probably like my therapist to suggest that I don't. I don't want to hear from Teresa fucking Puto about what's going on. I want to hear from these people what's going on.
That it actually happened.
Yeah, did it actually happen? And I wonder if their mind just makes shit up in like a vacuum, right?
Yeah.
Then you don't know if you trust it, but they're probably the closest thing that you know.
Yeah.
Not these people who die on a table for 2 or 3 minutes. You know, everyone dies for 2 or 3 minutes at some point.
Everyone.
Work at a Chili's for long enough, you're going to die at 2 or 3 minutes at some point. Work at Clear Channel and in the Braves office and you're going to die eventually after 2 or 3 minutes. What I want to know is from these people who are pronounced dead.
Yes.
Appear dead.
I agree.
And have no heartbeat. For hours and hours at a time, and then all of a sudden pop back to life.
Yeah.
I want to know from these people. Inquiring minds want to know.
I was going to say the same thing. Well, can we get a hold? Is there their press number?
I don't even know how to say the poor guy's name. Is there a press number?
For media inquiries.
Dial Mr. Shakur at 3. He's in Morbidad, India. We'll see if we can get a hold of him. But the girl in Michigan, maybe we can get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's 20 years old. She probably bought a lotto ticket, I would imagine, if I was a smart one.
lotto ticket.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Like if you woke up and people were about to bury you?
Yep.
Imagine being buried alive.
No.
You know that some
can't.
You know that some people
it's horrifying.
Some people do this for spiritual awakening purposes.
No.
Yes, they go down the rabbit hole. You know some of these kooky wooky pookies out there, right? They will bury themselves and then they put a timer on it. So someone is actually helping you do this and they put a timer on it. And you're in a coffin, and then for 8 to 12 hours.
I have a vague recollection of hearing about this, or maybe seeing something. Maybe it was portrayed on a show I watched.
That's the show, the detective show.
Yes.
With the guy.
Yes.
The really good guy.
Yeah.
He's really good at what he does.
Yes.
Yes. If you're coming to the commercial break for information, you just got it. We just dropped some knowledge on you. You know, the TV show with the guy that did the thing and the stuff.
Yes. What is the name of that show?
The Redeemer.
The Sinner.
That's right. The Sinner. This is a thing.
Yeah.
For like spiritual awakening purposes, to go like, you know, some trippy journey. Mm-hmm. You know, there are deprivation tanks that you can go into too.
Yeah, that seems easier.
No, like that's much easier. Yeah. I'm paying for it. You probably have a remote control to get you out of it. Yes. But in this case, there's no communication whatsoever. You're buried 6 feet in the ground. So after I watched The Sinner, I read about this, and there are some hippy dippy, you know, practices out there that do this. It's like a rebirth or whatever. Mm. You couldn't pay me enough fucking money in the world. What if they forgot about you?
Anything.
What if someone had it
what
out
for you? What if they died?
Yeah. What if Astrid wanted the insurance money? Yes. Yeah. What if they died? What if in the process of shoveling your dirt, they had a heart attack and now both of you are dead and you think things are hunky dory? You're like, sweet.
Just a few more minutes.
I'm seeing trails, man. Meanwhile, the guy up there is like,
he died.
What about him? You got to have extra redundancy systems.
You got to have
a guy behind the guy in case he dies, and then another guy in case he dies.
Yeah.
And then you got to have a direct line to the fire department. And if they set on fire, you need to have a doctor on standby.
Would you have to do this at night? Like in a creepy scenario,
if you're going to bury yourself, you might as well go ahead and do it at night. I mean, what's the fucking difference at that point? It's not like you're going to see the sunshine.
I'm picturing lanterns and shoveling dirt outside by the full
witch
moon.
A witch in a wick and a brew. Right, we're about to bury you.
There's a full moon.
Yeah, I know. Grateful Dead playing. Fire on the mountain. Yeah. All right, brother. We're going to bury you here. Don't you worry about it. We're going to be back in 6 to 7 hours. Got to take your watch from you. You know, it's part of the spiritual journey. Meanwhile, they're out in the woods doing a drum circle till Tuesday. Yeah. High on pure MDMA and ayahuasca. Hey, man, did we bury somebody?
I don't know, bro. Bob.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I'm keeping time in my head. We're only 3 hours in. Meanwhile, it's January. The guy got buried in November. I think we got enough time to go see a fish show, bro. One more jump circle, bro. One more. He's fine. He's got at least 12 hours of air in there.
Yeah, well, because was that the thing, too? Then they have, like, some kind of oxygen...
A tube. A hose.
That poked up the dirt.
Yeah, well, that's for the people who want the half experience. That's for the pussies out there. If you want to go full bore, you got to bury yourself with no oxygen tube.
Nothing.
That's right. Whatever's left in the coffin, breathe shallow.
Just breathe in and breathe out your own air.
I know.
Yeah.
Just breathe in and breathe out your own stank. You're going to smell like Bob at the gym by the time you get out. No food, no water.
Maybe you should try to bury Nico. See how it goes.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm fully ready for it. I'm ready for any morning now. We're going to wake up and it's, you know, my kids are going to, you know, be swinging Nico around by the collar. And Nico's going to be like, ow. Oh. Dad, Magic's going to be like, Nico. And I'm going to be like, yeah, well, keep playing with him. We got to take Nico out to the farm now, boys.
The farm.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'm going to do with him. That's the question is what do you, I mean, I can take him to go get cremated.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the time I went to the vet and the cremation van had pulled up?
No.
Yeah, it was not. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where they do it like they cremate in the van?
Yes, they have an incinerator in the van. Yeah. Give me 3,000 RPMs, Bob!
No, they take the dogs that are going to be cremated in the van. Well, like the mobile.
Yeah.
They travel around and help dogs die.
It's like Uber for dog
dignity.
Bones. Yeah. Die in dignity. They're already dead. I mean, honestly, once I'm dead,
it's
whatever.
It's Uber for dog bones.
It's Uber for dog bones.
Well,
I saw them, whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't a trash bag. It was not pretty. Yeah. Some lady comes in with her old dog. You know, I'm not saying.
Would
this,
you
but,
bury Nico in
no,
the backyard?
No. I don't want to bury anything in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a new dog and it's out there. Or Blue.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of. Blue's going to dig that old bad boy up. I'm going to get you one last time, you little shit. Blue's a bitch, man. She will pick Nico up. She will bring Nico back to the front door and be like, I told you I'd have the last laugh. Blue is like a villain in a movie.
She is.
Yeah, she's like a, she's
there
like
the, she is.
She's like Ted Bundy of dogs. She's super sweet to your face, and then the second you turn around, she's trying to kill Nico. Literally trying to kill Nico. And poor Nico is like, I just want to die, but I don't want to die this way.
Right, yeah. Right.
Meanwhile,
see, dogs dying in dignity. That's what we need.
I love these dogs, and I don't want them to die any other way. But Nico is, I'm sure, is on either one of two things is happening. Either Nico is getting closer to the end, or we're just getting started and we have no idea. And Nico's going to outlive all of us,
that's
right?
True.
Nico's, he's going to have no legs or teeth, and he's just, we're just going to be rolling him around in a stroller, feeding him soup.
The soup.
Yeah. And
dog
our house
soup.
Will be declared a, you know, condemned by the city due to the smell. I'm sure of it. Anyway,
we'll
listen.
See. We'll let everyone know how this unfolds.
I'll let you know how it unfolds. You know, we love these things, but the deal that we make with them is that they're going to give you unconditional friendship and love and possibly barking for the rest of your life, for the rest of their lives. But it's almost guaranteed that you're going to outlive them.
Yes.
So you have to get prepared mentally, and it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
I've had to let some dogs, you know, some dogs have died naturally. Some dogs I had to put down for one reason or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And there is... I can still remember vividly to this day the sadness with which,
of course,
with which that went down, because you love these creatures, right?
They're like your children. I had a cat that was 22. You remember Patches?
I do remember Patches.
Yeah.
She 20 fucking 2.
22.
She almost outlived you.
She almost did.
Man, if that cat could talk. If that cat
I
could
loved
talk,
that cat.
The things it would talk
I
about.
I loved that cat. Oh, yeah, for sure. That cat saw some stuff.
Oh, my God. Hey, all my little commercial breakers. It's that time in the commercial break for a commercial break. www.tcbpodcast.com. Please go there. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All the video is up there and all the audio is up there. You can listen and watch from one place. If you want your free TCB collectible sticker, it's really easy to get one. Leave us a comment or a review on your favorite podcast publisher. Or if you happen to purchase one of the products or services from a sponsor of ours, just send us a screenshot on the website and we'll send you a free collectible sticker. We're on series number 2 if you're interested. 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message if you have any show ideas, you want to communicate with us, you have a comment about the show, you love us, you hate us, whatever it is, 661, best, the number 2. Y-O. This season, we spent a ton of time and money to build a brand new studio for youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you would, go there and subscribe. It'll add an extra layer to your TCB experience, and we sure would appreciate it. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use our specialized URLs and codes. It helps us more than you know. And if you ever have any comments or concerns about the sponsors embedded inside of our show, just send us a text message and we'll talk to you off air. From the bottom of our heart, thanks for listening. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
I wanted to get into a little bit about television shows that we've been watching, because this has been on my, I've had a number of these on my list of things to talk about. I figure I consolidate them into one. First of all, I want to let you know that 90 Day Fiancé is still probably the most entertaining reality show that's on television.
We have such different TV watching habits.
Yeah, but you watched 90 Day Fiancé and you liked it.
To my chagrin.
Well, I mean, you think I enjoy turning on TLC every minute?
My thing is more about I have to know what happens. So even if it's terrible, even if it's bad, I still want to know what happens, how it ends.
Yeah.
So
you get invested in these stories. You know, every other person, every other, you know, man on earth is watching, you know, the 49ers versus the Yankees or whatever fucking game is on. And I'm watching I can't wait for 90 Day Fiancé to come on. I don't even know who's playing. I'm just not like, I like sports, but only in the most exciting of games, right? The national championship, the Final Four, the Masters,
Series.
The World Series.
Yeah.
Of course, I like baseball in general and golf, but 90 Day Fiancé is just something I really enjoy.
Me. Give it to 90 me Day about Fiancé. The most recent. Did it just start?
It just started. Well, we're five episodes in, and it's called Before the 90 Days. So now they've gotten smart enough that they start much earlier now, right? They catch these Looney Tunes before they fucking get into too much trouble. So what you've got now is you've got a Russian woman, Alina, and I can't remember his name, but he's a kind of a hippy dippy kind of guy, right? Like a free thinker type. He's from Oklahoma, wherever he's from, Michigan, Oklahoma. Good looking guy, stout, long hair, you know, kind of like a goddess type, right? Has the muscles and everything like that. Yeah. Knows it.
Right.
Thinks it. Understands it. You know what I'm saying? You got it? Right. Okay.
Right.
And then you've got Alina. This is the most interesting thing I think has happened on 90 Day Fiancé. And one of the most interesting things I think has happened on 90. I always say that's the best. Well, there can only be one best, right? Okay. So this is one of the most interesting things that has happened on 90 Day Fiancé is Alina is a little person. She's got dwarfism.
Oh.
She's got dwarfism and some other problems that come along with that, including some hands that are not fully, I guess, not formed like we would think of them, right?
They're not kind of adult hands.
They're adult hands. They're just like, they're deformed a little bit, right? Okay. And feet and legs. It's just all the problems that come with having this particular type of dwarfism.
Right.
So she walks differently. She can't walk upstairs. She has to go in she can walk upstairs, but like two or three. She has to be in a wheelchair. This girl requires a ton of attention and time. She is stunningly beautiful in the face, and a very smart, sharp woman.
Okay.
And this guy and her met 13 years ago online when he put out a post that he was looking for a new girlfriend and they could apply by sending him a video. Fucking douche.
Okay.
I mean, just like the most douchey thing you could do, right? Okay, but it's 13 years ago. We'll give. But so now they've been talking and now all of a sudden they've decided that they want to give it a go. They want to see if they can be in a relationship.
Okay.
So after 13 years of talking, he knows what he's getting himself into. But does he really know what he's getting himself into? You know, he hasn't had to take care of her or help her or anything like that.
Yes.
So now they meet, and it's the most interesting meeting that I've seen on 90 Day Fiancé, because not only is she from a different country, you guys have never lived together, seen each other face to face. You have to worry about all of that stuff. But now you've got to add in the extra layer of complexity that she's 2'4" and you're 5'10". And, you know, there's different body types and styles and situations. And it shows them as they start to get intimate and what happens. I got to give the guy one thing. He's very honest about what's going on. He's like, and he tells her too, you know, I'm not used to this. Like, I don't know what to do. I have to get adjusted. Like, my mind's got to get adjusted to what's going on here.
Right.
Because I've never been with a woman who's 2'4" and has some of the issues that you have, the challenges that you have. It is so fucking fascinating to me to watch these two people.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Interact.
Yeah.
But the best of the bunch, is this guy named Usman, who also calls himself Soja Boy.
Soja Boy.
Soja Boy.
Like Soldier Boy?
Like Soldier Boy. But Soja Boy, right?
Yes.
This is his second time on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, it's his second time.
Second time.
He's going back in.
He is a young man from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he is famous in probably the left side, like the uppermost quadrant of Nigeria. He's like regionally famous in Nigeria,
okay,
right?
For what?
No one else knows him for his rapping or singing.
Oh,
it's
okay,
quite frankly, it's awful, right? I mean, it's not my style. But people, like, you know, fawn all over him because he is this regionally famous
at,
guy.
At one house that they
go basically,
to.
Yes. Yes,
that's,
on
that's
the block.
The region.
Yeah. It's kind of like that one time I was famous for being Brian Green. People knew me on the block as Brian Green. It's like 33P, right? If I happened to be at that one show, incredibly intoxicated, you thought it was cool that I fell off the stage, right? It's like that kind of fame.
Yes.
It's like fame for fame's sake. It's not even, you know. But these women, these white women from the United States who are well into their 60s, are getting lured in by Soulja Boy because, you know, they send him money and they give him adoration and all this.
Yeah.
So she flies over to Nigeria. The second time this has happened in on 90 Day Fiancé, the television show. Soulja Boy really wants to get to the United States for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
So she comes over. And when she gets here, he starts calling her my number one fan. She thinks they're in love.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to knock on anybody's looks, but, you know, Soulja Boy is a young man, locally famous on his block in Nigeria,
right?
He's got all the trimmings. He can get anything he wants. He's making these music videos with these incredible, sexy women. And then this lady shows up, right? And looks like my fourth grade English teacher. That's all I got to say.
Right.
She comes expecting love, and he calls her and everybody else around him, his manager and his handler and all this, call her my number one fan, you know? And she's like, I am your number one fan. And she's wearing a Soulja Boy shirt and she's got the hat and she's got the, you know, she's all Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, she's decked.
When she gets there, she learns that she gives him a fucking Xbox, a brand new MacBook Pro, a cell phone, a bunch of clothes. She brings all this with her.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts.
Yes.
He's opening them up in the hotel room. She's ready for love. She, you know, on the, you know, the cutaway shots, she's like, I'm going to get laid tonight. Tonight's the night for me and Soulja Boy, you know? And and we're all like, congratulations,
yeah.
If you can get it up. Hope you brought some Viagra. She brought condoms. She brought all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he opens all these gifts. And then he's like, Angela, thank you. I'm so excited. I'm going to go to my room now. And I'm going to play with my gifts. And she's like, your room? And he's like, my room. Angela, we don't want to move too quick now. Not to move too quick.
Okay.
Let me go to my room and you go to your room. And then we'll talk tomorrow for the video shoot where I'm going to be making out with incredibly sexy women. But Angela, you're my number one fan. You. And she's like, the entire time, she's so dumb. She's so fucking thick. How can you not understand what's going on here? But she plays along with this for like weeks. She's going along with Soulja Boy, calling her number one fan. And she keeps saying, I love you, Soulja Boy. And he says,
I know you do.
Angela, you're my number one fan.
I know you do.
I got the receipts. 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
Is the greatest reality empire that has ever been. Not the Kardashians, 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have every kind of show under the sun regarding 90 Day
Fiancé. Right, because they have
After the 90 Days, 90 Day the Single Life.
Yeah.
A lot of the 90 Day Fiancé couples now have their own spin-off television shows. There's like six of them
just to see how they're doing.
Just to see how they're doing. 90 Day Fiancé the other way, where the Americans are going there to live.
Okay.
It's all fascinating because the casting directors know exactly. It's like formulaic. They know exactly what to look for. Incredibly unstable human beings. With really shitty relationship patterns.
Yes.
Looking for love in other countries. That's it. That's what they're looking for. I wish I could go through every single one of these. But one of my favorite new television shows on TLC, while we're on TLC, has got to be I Am Shauna Rae.
Yes.
Have you seen this yet?
You've showed me a little bit of it just in preparing
for
the show.
Let me show you. If you don't mind, by the way, TC, you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you would subscribe there, we would really enjoy it. Not only are we going to continue to play audio clips like we always have on the commercial break, but we are also going to include video clips now on youtube.com. So if you go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, you'll actually be able to see the video we're about to listen to here on the podcast. So if you want to add an extra layer of stupidity, of idiocracy to your day, then then you could go to YouTube. Making us even more unfunny and unrelatable, as Bob from Michigan says. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go to the tape. Here we go.
Okay. Right. Roll it.
I'm rolling it.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting up.
Can you hear this? Can you hear that voice, that little squeaky voice?
Yes, it sounds like a young child.
Okay, it sounds like a young child. But the truth is that this girl is 25 years old. And she has a really incredibly rare syndrome. She had cancer when she was young. It stopped her pituitary gland or something like that. Mm-hmm. And what she's got is a syndrome where she stays looking about 7 years old.
Wow.
And they may think it might happen through her entire life. She may never age. Yeah.
Wow.
How wonderful is this? I get it. Yeah.
There's some complexities to this life.
Fair enough.
I still can't see over the dashboard.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman.
Oh, 22, I'm sorry.
A 22-year-old woman. Stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
We can't have children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
I would pay so much money just to bring Shauna out for a drink. I would pay so much money.
I know she
fucking hates it, and you know, but for just pure entertainment purposes, I know she probably hates this. It's like a cross she's going to have to bear for the rest of her life. And I don't want to make fun of the syndrome or Shauna.
That being said, she's on a TV show.
She's on a television show. Yeah. I mean, listen, she figured I might as well roll with it. Yes. Can't beat him, join him, right? Shauna knows what's up. Or Shauna's parents know what's up. Somebody knows what's up. But this girl is just, she's cute as a fucking button, by the way. She's got a wonderful personality. And she walked.
It just showed her smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, and now she's at a bar.
She vapes. Uh-huh.
And now she's at a bar.
She's in the body. She's got the mind of Brian Greene and the body of an 8-year-old girl.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
Shauna was 6 months old when we found out she had brain cancer.
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused, and my height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
Oh my God. Wow. 3 feet 10 inches.
3 feet, yeah.
Poor girl. Now, let's get through a little bit more of this, and I wanna get into why I really think this show is actually super fascinating.
I feel, I guess, almost guilty that she will have to go through this for the rest of her life. So all I can do is protect her.
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown-up.
What are we going to say in your bio?
Okay, so of course you do, Shauna. And that's that's the worst part about this, is that no matter how much she tries, she will never be fully treated like an adult because of the way that she looks.
Sure.
So here is why this show is the most fascinating to me. You want to know why? Okay. Because Shauna is now, and we're now on episode number 3 or 4. Shauna needs to, she's already dated people. She's already had sex. She told us she wants to go out there and find a relationship.
Love.
Imagine the fucking complexity of this.
Yeah.
I've thought about this 6 ways to Sunday. If you're a guy and you want to go out with Shauna Ray, you are a fucking creep.
What does that say about you, what you're attracted
to? That's correct. Yes. You should be put directly on some list where, you know, you get shoved off to an island or something. Because if you're attracted to Shauna Ray, you're attracted to a child's body and a child's face.
Yes.
And quite frankly, a child's voice too.
Yes.
Right? But Shauna needs to be an adult and she wants to have her own independent relationship.
Sure, that makes sense.
The father of this girl is completely overbearing with great reason. She's going out to the bar drinking, smoking, you know, vaping it up, getting tattoos, hanging out at the strip club. And the dad is like, anybody that looks at my daughter that way should be shot on sight.
Right.
How do you get past that? In 2022, I don't even understand where you even start.
There's not a place.
If this is my daughter, I am protecting her rabidly.
Yes, right?
Because I don't want any creep balls out there talking to my daughter. But then again, yeah. I want my daughter also to then have a regular life.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
It would almost have to be with somebody that you knew growing up, like when you were 8.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that.
And then you never continued to look like you moved past 8, but yeah. They knew you. And yeah.
Yeah, I still think you're a creep. Still think I want to shoot you.
It's true.
My relationship status is single. I'm short. Leave me alone. I attract creeps.
Yeah. You don't say, Shauna.
And idiots. Yep. It is scary to put myself out there, but you have to put some risk in to get happiness. So today I am going on a blind date. Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. I thought that I was being punked for something.
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at his face.
He's like, by the way, this episode is coming up, so they showed a preview of it last week. This guy does not know she's this short.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, and that's probably the best way to do it. Yeah. The best way to do it is to not let people know what's going on. And then when they show up, let them make a decision. What if you're like, just like, sweet. I would not know what to think.
No.
I would like head for the hills. I'd be like, where is the police officer? Where's Chris Harris? What's that name? What's that guy's name? Chris Hansen? Where's Chris Hansen?
Harrison?
I know he's waiting. Hansen.
Oh, here. Remember? Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen from NBC. And can you explain to me why you've been showing your dick to a 4-year-old? Remember that guy?
Yes.
He was the worst. That was one of the worst television shows that ever came out. But, you know, first. I don't know.
I do desire more independence for my family because I can't go anywhere without them asking questions.
Who are you going to a brewery with? Who's driving? When are you going to be back? Be careful.
I've tried to put my foot down with my parents about doing more independent things. They're going to buy a house, and then they're going to be like an addition, and that's where I'm going
to
live.
I don't know if I'm ready to let her go, but she needs to be let go.
No.
Yeah.
You have to tell them no.
I'm working on my
this is a conundrum on top of conundrum on top of conundrum. How do you deal with this? This is like a big F you from God. The universe is like, hey, fuck you. Here's a child that never grows up.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine what this poor girl and these poor parents go through on a daily basis. But like you said, they have a television show. So I guess the agent said.
You know what I was just thinking is that she could almost be like a lure for the police.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, she could kind of go into an undercover agent.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore. Now she's famous.
Right. She's on the show.
What are you going to do now? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. This is, I wish for Shauna Ray that, you know.
That she finds love.
I wish that everybody finds love.
Of course.
Wish that happens for everybody.
Yes.
You know, it happened for me. And if it can happen for me, it can happen for anybody. I wish it for my friend who keeps getting ghosted.
I do too. I wish it for your friend.
He gave me an update. He saw the video and he was like, oh man. And I was like, I didn't say your name. No one knows who the fuck you are. He's like, you really think I cheat on every woman that I've ever been with? I'm like, have you cheated on every woman you've ever? Yeah, but that's besides the point. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, we wish for love for everyone. And this is a tough
call.
Case.
Yeah. I have some more clips from Shauna Ray we'll play later on down the road. I have Monster Hunters that I found.
My favorite.
Yes. We'll load that up in the next episode. I wanted to ask if you're watching one more thing.
Okay.
Have you been watching Cheer? Have you seen Cheer, the television show?
I've seen about it. I've seen stuff about it, but
You got to watch Cheer.
Okay.
You got to watch Cheer season 1 so we can talk about Cheer season 2. Another show, another manly show that I want you to get into. Another fascinating reality show. Another fascinating reality show about 22-year-olds that look like 8-year-olds. Right. It follows cheerleaders around.
Yeah,
there you go.
As I've heard.
I'm sorry. I like these television shows. What can I say? Oh, my God. We got into 2 of the 18 television shows that we wanted to talk about. Sorry I took up all the time with Euphoria. Okay. So I think that's all we can do today. Well, that's all we will do today. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for sending all the reviews through Apple and CastBox and all the other places we're seeing the reviews.
Yes,
it's really appreciated.
You.
Yeah, thank you so much. And check us out, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you want to see the accompanying videos or you just want to add some color commentary to what you're hearing.
And maybe, you know, here's something I'm going to throw out here. If some of you want to write us, text us, whatever, let us know kind of things that you would like for us to say or do. We're kind of playing around with possibly doing another bonus wild card show.
A Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Chrissy and I are thinking about doing a third episode. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Yeah. And whether or not you like it or don't.
Crazy foods to eat or interesting interviews. Anyways, just give us your thoughts.
Games, content, television, whatever it is. If you have any ideas for any of the shows, you can text us 661-237-8296, 661-BEST, the number 2, YO. Text us right there and just let us know. Communicate with us. That Wednesday show, we may go to Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, and we're asking you to let us know whether or not you'd be interested in that. So far, the feedback's been positive.
It has,
But we'd love to know from you, too. So text us, or you can go to the website, and you can drop us an email. And then make sure that you go to Instagram, at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Content you can't find anywhere else on that YouTube and that Instagram channel. And, that's it. If you want to go to tcbpodcast.com, get your free collectible TCB sticker, go there, click on the button that says, I want my sticker. We'll tell you how to get it. You tell us where to send it. It's just that easy. Remember, we never sell your information. We're not like that. We won't do that to you. Well, not yet anyway. I mean, listen, if the money was good enough, we'd do it.
Yeah. But
right now there's no money, so don't worry about it. No one wants to pay for any of this stuff. And I also wanted to let you know that I love you.
I love you,
and I
Ryan.
Love you. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We always say, and we always do say, until next time.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Carnoy.